as more and more people sign up, we can have greater and greater confidence that these are known and trusted travelers that we can expedite. Again, we have a greater population, greater universe of people as known and trusted. And as we do that, you may have seen we've included some people who weren't part of the Trusted Traveler Program in a TSA PreCheck lane. And if you've been behind some of those folks who don't know what they're doing, that could be frustrating. We basically have been giving some free samples to say, okay, if you're known, if you're not in one of our programs, but we're assessing you in at least three or four ways, then we'll perhaps have you go through, and there's some randomization on that that we've worked with Create on. Then you go through that, and if you like that, then we encourage you to sign up. Some people may receive that benefit several times in a row and then not get it. Same thing even if you're in the program, because we don't want to provide a roadmap to terrorists. So we will always keep random and unpredictable, even for those known and trusted. So, and just I can testify that personally, because I get randomed out from time to time. And I think, okay, now this is not really risk-based if I'm going through standard screening, but go along with that.